All of the Stars by Ed Sheeran. Don't you love his voice?
I do. And he writes a beautiful song too.
He does. He just needs a little bit of a tidy up, as you were saying.
He does, actually. Yeah.
So those of you who watch Stargazing Live with Professor Brian Cox on TV will know Australian Greg Quick, who also appears on that BBC and ABC show. Greg lives in Broome in Western Australia, where reporter Veronica Matheson talked to him before one of his nightly astro tours in a remote paddock out of town.
How did you come to the Kimberley in the first place?
I was lost. I didn't know what I was doing or where I was going, and I was 20 years old, and I turned up in Broome with a broken down motorbike, so I hitchhiked into town.
You came here with a swag and a motorbike.
Yeah.
Is how did you change into a businessman? Because obviously your business as an astronomy expert is doing really well.
Well, it happened very gradually for me, quite organically, I guess you could say, in that, you know, I started to become interested in astronomy just for my own purposes. And eventually I got curious enough about it that I bought myself a telescope. And everybody wanted to look in that telescope because it was big. I bought a big one. So you know, the resorts found out I had it, and the schools found out I had it. And, you know, being a small community, they asked me to do things for groups. And so gradually it began like that, and it probably took me another 5 years after buying that telescope before it became obvious that I had to do more with it. And I put a little flyer out around town to see if anyone wanted to come stargazing. And with one telescope and a Holden ute, all of a sudden I was out 7 nights a week.
So now you've got big buses, have you?
I don't own any buses, but I pay people who do have buses to shift people for me.
During the high season, I'd imagine you have many people who go on these tours.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we have, over the last 24 years or something of running astro tours, we've talked to at least 100,000 people on this subject. So it's and the thing is, when you talk to people about astronomy, that it sparks their own curiosity, and they go off and talk to other people. And so word of mouth has been the biggest driver of my business right from the beginning.
And is something different to do in Broome?
Well, Broome's got a very rich and diverse set of opportunities that I guess if you stay here for 5 minutes, you'll see the beach and the pearls. But if you let Broome get under your skin, the spirit of this place is really quite amazing, and it can bring things out of you that you might not have even thought were there.
And I guess also you saw a lot of the stars if you were sleeping in a swag.
Well, that's it. All of my life I've spent, you know, living outdoors, and the Kimberley really lends itself to that lifestyle too. And so, you know, sleeping under the stars is the only thing that makes sense in the Kimberley. You know, for most of the year, you simply don't need a roof. And the stars are just, you know, if you sleep under them, they talk to you. And it's such a beautiful thing to do. And you know, you wake up just energised by those stars. Hey, we live on a planet. You know, it's in space. It's turning, and it's travelling through space. And these are things that we all know intellectually, if we think about it for a minute. I guess that's the journey that I love leading people on, is to consciously bring these things into their life, taking them and all the rest of humanity on a journey that we're all on together.
And is it a clear night, really, in Broome, isn't it?
Yeah, Broome gets something like 300 clear nights a year. We're close enough to the equator that we can see all of the southern hemisphere and most of the northern hemisphere. We have the line in the sky that the planets occupy is very high in our sky, so we have awesome views of the planets, and it's really nice to be outside at night.
So how long do your tours last?
I run it as a two-hour show, but I encourage people to turn up half an hour early so that they can have a few sneaky previews and just settle in. And it runs for that 2 hours. And at the end of the night too, we're still there packing up telescopes. So anyone who thinks they've missed out on something in a telescope, they're still there.
Does each telescope look at a different part of the sky?
It does. We point telescopes at planets. We point them at open star clusters, at globular star clusters, at nebula. On some of the dark nights, we can even go out and find other galaxies, which are, you know, really, it's really thought-provoking to recognise that, hey, we live in a galaxy, ours is called the Milky Way. And even just to grasp that as a concept is a powerful thing to do in your life. But to grasp that there are other Milky Ways out there as well, and then to actually see them, is a journey that it actually takes a bit of time to lead somebody on. Because, you know, you show people a galaxy in a telescope without telling them anything about it, it's just a fuzzy smudge of light. But if you've led them on that journey so they have some understanding of what that fuzzy smudge of light is, it's just great to be around people who are having that realisation.
And I'd imagine you'll be able to instil that sort of excitement in the viewers.
Well, I guess that's totally up to them, but it seems to be the case that, you know, I seem to be able to share these things with people that in a way that it affects them as well.
And talking about viewers, I mean, you have done some TV work too, haven't you? Tell me about that.
That's right. We had, many people over the years have come out on my tour, and a few years ago, one of the BBC producers of a program called Stargazing Live came out on my show on his holidays. He went home to his boss and said, hey, we need this guy on our show. So Professor Brian Cox headlines that one as the BBC's pop star astrophysicist. So, you know, he does all the theory stuff. And they said, hey, we need a guy to do all the practical stuff alongside Brian. Are you interested? And I said, let me have a think about it for a minute.
For a minute? Yes. Yeah. I'll be there.
Yeah, that's right. It's evolved beautifully.
So you've travelled a bit with the TV show?
Yeah, I do love to travel. And the TV stuff has me... not only do we run it as a live show, but there's also little insert films that we put into that live show. So, you know, I've been to Townsville and we talked about the coral reef and its relationship to the moon. And, you know, I taught a family in Melbourne how to use a telescope. We've shot films in Sydney with Costa, with Magda Zabanski in Melbourne. So, you know, it's great to get around and share some of these things with these people who've got a wide reach as well.
And British viewers are also familiar with your work then.
Oh, yeah, the British audience just went crazy, gave me all sorts of names and labels and made pretty pictures with me on them. And, you know, eventually they settled on the name Space Gandalf. So.
Well, I guess the fact that you've got this flowing beard.
Yeah.
Have you had that for a long time and the long hair?
Oh, yeah, I guess I just never thought much of having a shave or a haircut. So, yeah, not something I think very much about. I mean, I even forget I've got a beard until somebody reminds me.
And so do you go from here? You just continue working on your stargazing on land and on TV?
Oh, for sure. I mean, the ABC's also made a TV series of my own now too, called A Stargazer's Guide to the Cosmos. So that's a 10-part series that's on iView that was also turned into a one-hour special that's aired already a couple of times on ABC TV and is also available on iView. I'm a writer as well. I've published a book called Earth Turning Consciousness, An Exercise in Planetary Awareness in 2016. And that's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's flying off the shelves. It's great.
Terrific. And as you say, any night is a good night when you're looking at the stars.
Ah, it is. I mean, to work around the moon cycle is a smart thing to do. Sometimes the moon gets too bright and it takes away some of the Milky Way. But at the moment, we've got so many planets around that it's not really a hindrance. It's quite okay. But, you know, if you come on a moonless night, that Milky Way is just glorious.
Do you get excited every time you put on a show?
Oh, for sure. I mean, people think I'm in the star business, but really I'm in the people business. And the people who come really make it. I get the best types of people who come on Astro Tours, and they inspire me every time.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been terrific, Mr. Stargazer.
Oh, thanks, Veronica. That's great.
That was Greg Quick, nicknamed Space Gandalf by British television viewers. He also runs a stargazing tour in Broome in Western Australia. For more information, you can visit www.astrotours.net. That's one word.